Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday. Day before Way Back Wednesday, day after Monday. How about that?
Wow. Good
Nick
for
is
you.
Here.
That's a
Barry's
new one.
Here. I'm here.
Hey, you know your days.
Fix it up a little bit.
Absolutely.
I don't really. I shouldn't know my days based on today, but we'll get into that. But we're all present and accounted for. It's The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. You know how we do it around here. And you that are usual suspects, we always like you chiming in. So you know the contact lines are open.
Most of you.
And yeah, correct. And we'll kick it around with you.
We thought we were going to miss you, Joel. We thought you were not going to show up to work today.
Thought or wished.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nick.
I'm just messing with you.
I know.
My favorite thing is, like, so Joel had to go to court. And I know you're going to tell the story about that. I'm not going to steal your thunder on that.
Oh, you can.
But no. But we get a text because he's like, hey, guys, I may not be there for the start of the show. I might miss the show. I don't know how long this is going to take. And I don't know what time it was because I was mid-nap when the text started happening.
About 10 a.m. when I said, I'll be there.
Yeah. Joel sends out a text, I'll be there. And Nick responds, damn it. not the exact words,
no.
But more like just the F word, just with an exclamation mark. But
yeah, so I'm driving
was
when I get the response. So you know when you have the Bluetooth, it'll tell you, do you want, you can read the text.
No, some of us don't have that in our car, Joel.
Oh, well, I did.
We're not fancy yet. I'm looking at getting a car, but not yet.
I'm not going to help you. And I pressed play, and because Nick decided to text that certain word, it doesn't just give you that word like real quick. It did the.
It's like fudge.
And I'm like,
look
I'm
at
like,
Nick. He thought I was going to do it.
You a-hole.
Yeah. You deserve it for texting in the first place.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
You can't be doing that.
That scared you, huh? What am I, 5? I'm not a 5-year-old. I'm not going to just curse for no reason.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, you would.
Okay, I would, but I know I can't trust you anymore, so no, I won't.
So I
can't do that.
I responded by telling Nick to keep it classy. So
yeah. Well, good luck with that.
So I was subpoenaed.
A subpoenas?
Yeah, that
you got
too.
A subpoenas?
Well, that's because you skipped out on your first jury duty, and so they issued a warrant for your arrest.
Yeah. No,
and you're living life in the fast
Joel
lane.
Joel with the subpoenas.
This goes back to when I was hit.
Mm-hmm.
And the chick that hit us decided that she was going to take us to court and subpoena us because she just didn't want to be ticketed as well. And it's like, what the?
So she thought she could get out of it.
So it's exactly. So, but I wanted to be sure about this too, because you know, it's a pain in the ass for me, which means I got to get up extra early and drop off Tay extra early because I got to plan for traffic and everything. Go downtown. You got to get dressed. You know, you got to be dressed properly, which I found out no one else feels that way. And you get there, and it is just a crap show. It is from the bailiff mispronouncing everybody's name, but saying that's basically on you. And if you don't respond and say who your lawyer is, that he'll skip you. And the judge saying,
if I mess this up and you go to jail, that's your fault for having a complicated name.
And the judge who says basically the same thing, but she is of Mexican descent. And she goes, and if I mispronounce your name, but it sounds somewhat close, you better respond or there's going to be a bench warrant for your arrest. I was like, how's that fair?
Oh, my goodness.
And then
everyone's so aggressive at the courts.
Two witnesses. Oof. Both of us had their cars totaled.
Right.
We're present. The chick who's bringing the thing to court, she's not even there. And her lawyer keeps going, do the Ferris Bueller. Anyone? And I'm like, oh my God. So finally, an hour and a half in, she decides to bless us with her presence. But then we get called up and we get a guy from the state's perspective that's basically trying to talk us out of the entire thing. Like, now, you know, if you stick around and then she shows up, you probably won't get started till the afternoon, and you're going to have to go up in front of a jury. He's trying to scare me. I'm like, okay, so? And he's like,
I do a radio show for tens of people, pal.
He's like, yeah, so so basically, if you don't want to be here anymore, you won't get a warrant because you've shown up, and the computer's, so you can leave at any time. Otherwise, you know, let me know that you're going to stay. I'm like, okay, well, right as of right now, I'm staying. So then the other lady that was with me, she has dashboard cam and everything, so I need her to stay. And so she shows up, and she comes back, and she's fuming too. She goes, why is this guy trying to talk us out of this? And I don't know. So finally, after the chick shows up, her lawyer goes over there, and I go, this is where we're going to be interesting. He doesn't realize we're sitting right behind the two of them. And I said, if the guy from the state starts telling them there's a chance that they both have to leave, then you know they only did this because they're hoping we don't show so that she gets all the tickets erased and everything like that. And so the little, it was a gray-haired Barney Rubble with glasses with a briefcase from 1963 goes, how adamant are the witnesses that they're going to stay? And the guy's like, well, one guy has said he has to leave before 1 because he has work. And the lady thinks she can possibly stay. And he's like, mm-hmm. Well, if we talk to them, do you think that'll change? And the guy's like, well, you know, we could probably, it wouldn't be worse if we could move on. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Wow.
So then the lady that has the dashboard camera is up there and he is next to her. And he starts going, can I talk to you for a minute on the side? And he pulls the witness aside and he starts going, now, I mean, she already got 3 points. Do you want her to get the 2 more? I mean, how vindictive do you think you have to be? And the lady's like, sir, I believe that she broke the law. I heard her lie to the officer. She lied to her parents who called me to tell me that I had my story wrong. And you want me to say, oh, she's had enough. She's like, I'm not going to do that.
Good for her.
So she Good goes, for her. So she comes back. We go back and sit down. Turns out the officer had written something down wrong. So then Skippy, the court-appointed guy, comes back to us again and goes, you know, we found a little bit of a slip up on the officer's part. I mean, we could refile it, but if we do, then we got to go back to square one. So we got to refile it, and then we'd have to set a new court date, and then you two would have to come back again. So, I mean, I don't know if you really want to do that. And we're like, yeah, we're both in.
Yeah.
And you can see.
This bitch is going down.
You can see he's upset again because he's going to be late for lunch.
Aww.
Right? So was we he, go back and fat? Sit down again. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's there. That explains
Yeah, his
it.
Two highlights of the day are freaking getting out early after work and lunch. So then we go back and sit down again, and here comes Barney Rubble again to talk to her because he doesn't realize I'm the other witness. He goes, so are you still going to do this? Because, I mean, you're going to have to come back in about 2 months probably, and then, you know, we're going to be through the same thing, and I don't know if, you know, is it really worth all of that to you?
Wow.
And she goes, yeah, I think it is. And he looks at her and he goes, whatever, and walked away. And Ooh. I go, excuse me, sir? That's what you call adamant. And he turned and looked and he goes, well, who are you? And I go, I'm the other witness, and we're both adamant. At this point, really, really adamant. And he goes, well, what's that supposed to mean? I mean, I was just saying, I go, no, 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 no. You made your point. I'm making mine. We're adamant. And he's like, well, I didn't mean it like that. I go, well, it's a little late for that, isn't it? So he walked nice. Back, and the next thing you know, they had a little conversation, and we can see he's explaining to the chick, they're not going anywhere, and regardless, you ain't getting out of this. And so he walks back, and again, not to me, but to the lady next to me, he walks up and he goes, she'll do defensive driving. You win, okay?
I hope you're happy that you're ruining her life after she's ruined y'all's life. Like, what do you do that? We didn't do this to her.
And he waddles away, and then great. She's got and takes her with. And I was just like, this is the biggest farce ever because they wasted all of our time just hoping we wouldn't show.
Just so she didn't have to do defensive driving.
So she wouldn't have, and just so she didn't lose 2 extra points.
Well, I don't understand. Like, how many points does it take to
see? I didn't even know Texas had points. I thought in Wisconsin growing up, you had points for every driver's violation. I didn't think Texas did.
I got a point in Oklahoma when I got pulled over.
See, Oklahoma, but yeah. I didn't know that Texas had them. And now all of a sudden, she had already lost 3. And if the court case goes through, she loses 2 more.
Yeah, but they reset.
How many did you get? 14?
I don't know.
I think they reset after a couple of years.
Yeah,
though.
Like a year, I think it's the.
Because
like
I got it only because I got a ticket in like Ferris, Texas, which is like right next to Dallas, mm-hmm. and I totally forgot about the court date. Mm. So I paid it the day of. I was in Houston, but I paid it the day of because there was no way I was going to get to Dallas, and I had to show up to work.
And you got the point.
And I got the points, but that was like 2-3 years ago. I don't even know if it's still on my system.
I think they fall off after a year, or you can take defensive driving.
Right.
So, like, I think defensive driving, well, you get the point for the ticket, and then it subtracts a point or something like that.
Yeah, no, if you take defensive driving, no point.
But see, no, she still gets the three because they said by the time the court case came up, the wreck, and because she was responsible, those three already went to Austin. She can't reverse those two. But I think if you take the defensive driving, you don't lose the other two.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because it's really made for just speeding. Like, it prevents you from getting points for just simple speeding tickets, speeding citations.
And you
nothing
know what?
Else.
And you know how I said like funerals and weddings were in real estate, where people just it's a cash cow,
right?
Well, public defendant court cases are too, because everybody that had to say their lawyer, it was only three different lawyer companies, and like 75% of them get dismissed, but they still get to charge their legal fees. So the guy that you actually signed up with is never there. They send some guy fresh out of college that's trying
to
be a lawyer.
Wait, so Jim Adler's not there?
No.
I don't get to see his pretty face?
No.
Damn it.
Yep.
He don't got time for those small-ass cases. He's making big bucks.
Jim takes the kid fresh out of law school and goes, you get to the court and you do what I say, you hammer him! And if you don't, get out of there quickly. We got more cases.
Yeah, he wants those big bucks.
To hammer. Face. Oh my god, every time. I can't even look at you when you do it. I can't even look at you when you do it. I
if you get a plastic surgeon on my hood, get him to me. Can't see a one eye. I can fix it.
Where were we when he did that? Were we so it sounds like we're outside.
I don't which
can't see a one eye.
I don't know.
That
you guys might have been on the remote. I don't even
that
remember.
That might have been at Luke's.
Oh, was that at Luke's?
It might have been.
Oh, I think it was at Luke's. Yeah. That's so good. Speaking of good, man, I'm kind of disappointed I don't get to go work out today, but that shouldn't stop you guys. I had stopped. My plan was to get down to Vortex and get in a class, and I'm not going to be able to do it today. I'm going to have to get it in tomorrow. But, dude, if you guys haven't been to Vortex yet, you need to check it out. It is Houston's first and only multisensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. They have both rumble and spin classes. The rumble classes are the boxing classes, which, by the way, sometimes are taught by Olympic boxer Charles Blackwell. So you're not just learning from any old dude. When Charles was teaching that class, you're learning from an Olympic boxer. But I'll tell you this. Charles wasn't there when I took my first class, but the guy that was there was absolutely great. And, you know, I used to train Muay Thai for a while, and I learned how to throw a punch when training. Dude, they teach you the same technique. So it's not like you're not learning the techniques of boxing, but you're just getting in great shape while you're doing it. And it's a full body workout. It's not just arms. It's not just shoulders. It's legs, abs. It's everything all in one class. I'm going to try to get out there and get in one of those spin classes, which that's the room, the Vortex room. Only spin studio in Houston with three rows of bikes. They have 48 bikes total. And it's easy to hop on and get a great workout. 45 minutes for either class. That's all it takes to get a full body workout. They were telling me sometimes you can burn up to 500 calories in one 45-minute workout. That's insane. And look, what I love about the place, it's luxurious but affordable. They've thought of everything, by the way. The locker rooms are outstanding. They're impeccable. They're really nice. They're laid out thoughtfully, so it's not kind of weird where, you know, sometimes you go to the locker room and you have to, just to use the restroom, you got to pass everybody that's changing and all. That's not how it is. There's a restroom right in front, so if you just got to pop in during class and do that, it's super easy to do. There's USB ports in all the lockers so you can charge your phones. I'm telling you, they've thought of everything here. And like I said, it's luxurious but affordable. $25 for a spin or a rumble class. $40 for unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. And $195 will get you monthly unlimited ride or rumble membership at Vortex. They're located at 1707 West Gray. It's right there next to the Panera Bread on West Gray. Super easy to get to. Super easy to find. And you can get something a little healthy when you're done working out. Get you a little protein in your body after a great full-body workout over there at Vortex. Also, don't worry about equipment. They've got it all. You can buy and rent stuff from them, gloves, hand wraps, the shoes for the spin classes, all of it there. And I know I've mentioned it before, but it bears repeating. The scenery is nice, if you know what I'm saying. Like maybe a 4-to-1 nice ratio. So get out there, check it out. 1707 West Gray is Vortex. Call them 281-501-3094. 281-501-3094. That's Vortex. Check it out and tell them Barry sent you.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Just getting started. Segment 2, Hour 1, big show. Nick, Barry, myself, Joel, with you for the ride till 4. Just breaking the ice and trying to get you guys involved in the show. Monday Night Football to talk about, Astros stuff to talk about. Speaking of Astros, breaking news to some degree, but today was the day Roberto Osuna had his court case in Toronto. Results of that are as follows. The original charges were withdrawn, and a peace bond was put in place, which is essentially like probation here in United States court. So don't do it again, and there will be no further action, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah, basically, he can't screw up again. He's going to have to mind his P's and Q's and be good or else.
Yep.
So, yeah. And, you know, it's funny because our guest that we had when this all broke, and I forget her name, and that's a horrible thing to do, but I'm bad with names. But she was a lawyer in Toronto, and not his lawyer, but a lawyer, and a huge Blue Jays fan. And we had her on, and she talked about it. And she said, and she even admitted as much, that this is probably what would happen. She said, look, there's a lot of misconceptions about the case. There's just because he can't see her doesn't mean that it was actually, you know, or no, because he couldn't drink doesn't mean, or there was probably alcohol involved. But because he can't see her doesn't mean that she has a restraining order. That's typical in Canadian law, that you can't see the person that you know, you have charges filed against. And she said even, you know, the actual charges implied that it wasn't actually assault. It was something else, a lesser charge. And so she said, hey, look, what'll probably happen is that he'll end up basically getting put on what amounts to probation for a year. And as long as he's good, this will all go away. And she was right. I mean, she nailed it. So not a big surprise. Just good to see that he's able to move on. The Astros are able to move on. And, you know, hopefully that I don't think we'll ever know what really happened. And
unless someone wants to come out and
unless she does.
Yeah.
And I'll be the first to say, if it comes out that there were pictures of what, you know, what we all thought happened and what the rumors were, and that he should be thrown into the jail. But as it stands right now, we don't know. We have no information whatsoever. So, you know, from the Astro standpoint, there's a big sigh of relief going on over there. You just know.
He really put his butt, the organization's butt, on the line.
They really did. I mean, we were on this show. We were like,
you don't think they kind of knew the outcome going into this?
Well, it's like we said, this is too risky. And that's my first thought when they did it. This is way too risky for them not to know something the rest of us don't. That otherwise, this would be the dumbest move by an organization ever, is to go out and take this headache on, you know, at the risk of losing face. You're already the darlings of this city. You're the darlings of the baseball world. You went through Hurricane Harvey. Everyone loves Altuve. George Springer's so fun. There was nothing to hate about this team until they made this move. So you just felt like they knew that what was they knew something that the rest of us didn't. And it was a very calculated move. And they thought, all right, initially, we're going to catch heat for it. Let's just see what happens. And of course, winning fans, you know, the average fan is going to start forgiving as soon as you start winning. It's just how it goes.
Yeah, no question about it. And
I look at Tiger.
Well, it's true. It really is.
I mean, you never even heard that brought up once about his infidelity. But the difference is, though, is, you know, Tiger cheated and he was a sex addict. That, as far as I know, he never hit anybody. He never assaulted anybody. It's a completely different thing. I said it tongue in cheek, but I don't want to compare the two.
No, but at the same time, you know, you're right. When we looked into us, but Nick, to your point or your question, the biggest thing was got you better back up everything you say. This isn't one of those just, you know, throw a smoke screen out there. We did due diligence like we've never done before. We uncovered everything we possibly could to make sure that we made the right move here. You know, putting that kind of statement out there with a press release, mm-hmm. you better damn well have this outcome come out your way. Because if you go out and, like Barry said, you're the darlings of the city and the, you know, for most of the nation in the baseball world for the way you've done everything you've done in rebuilding this franchise. And then you make those statements and then all of a sudden you find out the guy's guilty. And God forbid it turns out to be like a Ray Rice situation where video surfaces and it shows that you really didn't do enough due diligence and it's a bad look for the team and the city. That's a tough one to dig out of.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's not over yet, but this is a great sign for the organization. And if, you know, hopefully it's a good sign that maybe what the rumors were that happened aren't true, because that would be, I mean, no one's wishing that there was domestic violence that took place. And right. So there's a lot of speculation. So hopefully that this was just a lover's quarrel that was maybe blown out of proportion.
When you say it's not over yet, mm-hmm. why? Because he's still on probation.
Yeah, once that year passes, yeah, yeah. and he's not cleared yet. He's not in the clear. There's a path to getting this over with, but now for the next year, he has to you know, walk a fine narrow line and be very careful of his actions.
So. And in other news, Bill Cosby sentenced 3 to 10 years in state prison. For the first of what may still be many more cases that have surfaced against him.
I didn't hear that. That's interesting.
Yeah, that just came out as well.
Well.
So those are some of the lead stories breaking right now. But again, we're just getting started. So if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can also reach us via text message where it is at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. Glad you guys are all along for the ride, except for some of you idiots that are texting stupid stuff early. But we appreciate those that are trying to clarify the point system.
Oh, yeah.
Still haven't gotten clarity completely. But again, I think that the main thing to take away here, I was unaware that they had a point system. And they said, someone said that your points in Oklahoma roll over.
Yeah,
to
they
Texas.
Do come to Texas, yes.
And that I think sucks.
The officer, though, did tell me he did me a favor by only making it a level 1 to, or a 1 to 10 ticket, which means I got 1 point. So that shouldn't really affect it. I'm just going to pay the $100 and keep it moving.
So Allison Craig was the lawyer in Canada that we had on when this was breaking news, when the Astros made the trade to acquire Roberto Osuna. She is tweeting about the case right now, getting us some good feedback. She said, early media reports and much of the nasty feedback I got was that there was actually video of the alleged assault. If that were true, the Crown, which is the governing body of Canada, could have proceeded with or without the complainant. In this case, it's extremely significant that the Crown said there's no reasonable prospect of conviction. That is not the norm when peace bonds are entered into. And the actual news breaking that was released said that the Crown withdrew charges of assault against Osuna, saying it did not have reasonable prospect of conviction. The former Jays pitcher and Astros pitcher signed a peace bond. His lawyer will make it clear that it is not an admission of liability.
Interesting.
So, yeah, you're right. It's not over yet, but at least from an Astros perspective, I think they took a big sigh of relief.
Oh, yeah. This is the best news that they could have gotten. Other than just, hey, all charges have been dropped. He doesn't have to do anything. It's over with. It was thrown out. There was nothing there. This is close to that. But this is because you were saying, well, you know, the guy, his lawyer said this is not an admission of guilt. It's also not clearing of innocence. It's basically saying there's not enough to determine one way or the other. I feel like, in my uneducated, unlegal opinion, you know, non-legal opinion, because I think if it were complete innocence, then everything would have been dropped, and this would have been dismissed. Instead, it's like, hey, we're not sure, so just don't screw up for a year, and then it'll be over with. So, Q, why does it keep changing the names on there?
I don't know.
Cuzini, Cudini.
I don't know. I think our intern needs
some help. Yesterday,
he
called in, I believe, to Lance and John as the pseudo superintendent of Onalaska.
Oh no!
You want to find out what this call is?
Q wants to talk Robert Osuna, which isn't that at all. But Q, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just happened to be getting in the truck, and you guys are on the radio.
Oh, look at that.
Shocker how that works out.
Hey, about this Robert Osuna thing, so everything, all the charges got withdrawn, and if you remember when all this went down, I called and mentioned that, hey, you know, we should wait till everything gets put out there and things like that. So everything got dropped. I guess my real question is, if after a year nothing goes on and he's off of this probation, does he have any legal recourse against MLP, being that they suspended him for this supposedly domestic violence?
No. I'll hang up and listen. Yeah, appreciate the call, Q. No, as far as I know, he does not, because they did their own investigation. And whatever those findings are those findings. So, no, I don't think he can go back and sue. Because remember now, there has been cases where it wasn't Aroldis Chapman acquitted of all charges, nothing has happened, and he was still suspended. So there's been precedent set where it doesn't matter what goes on in a court of law. Baseball, football, they're going to do their own investigations and come to their own conclusions.
Now, I don't know if you've read something that says they can't go back at Major League Baseball. But one of the things that struck me when his lawyer said in no way are they taking any responsibility for liability based on just signing the peace bond, that said to me, hey, I'm going to try and recoup my client's money here, because if they don't have sufficient evidence.
Yeah. You might be able to go back and appeal, but I'm sure that if they haven't already appealed. But when the suspension came down, he probably, I'm guessing, a smart agent, manager, lawyer would have appealed the suspension at that time. So again, don't blend the two. There's been a precedent set in sports in general that they don't care what goes on in the court of law. That's part and parcel to what they do and what they decide within their own sport.
Well, they care.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're found guilty, that's one thing. But if you're innocent and they do their own due diligence, they do their own investigation, and feel like there's a reason to suspend you, you can go through the normal appeals process. But just because the charges get dropped later or something happens that maybe changes that, they've done their investigation. So as long as he followed the appeals process up front, I don't see how they could go back now.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, because
unless it's a civil suit, maybe, I don't know.
I would think that they would file some kind of charge against Major League Baseball, because a lot of times, you know how this works too. If a player is really needed late in the season, and they know that the more you fight back, the more the actual suspension is delayed, and then you're like, well, if we make the postseason and we need our closer and we fight this too long, he'll be out into the playoffs and we're screwed. So we might as well just take the medicine now and try and move forward. So, I mean, like I said, from the minute that we started talking about this, and we said, we were very clear, and that's why we had Allison on and other people to talk about this. Hey, look, we're not saying anybody's guilty, but, you know, we need to wait for all the facts to come out. We may not get everything that we want, but the very curious thing is, if Chapman had all these charges against him, and he got, what did he get, 25 games?
I believe it
was basically half of what Osuna got.
Yeah, so and then Osuna gets 70 games, 75, 70 or 75.
He got 80, didn't he?
And he gets 75.
Oh, did he? Okay.
So 70 or 75. But regardless, you look at it and you go, there's got to be some fire with the smoke to penalize a guy that much. It can't just be because it's, you know, with everything going on in society these days and you want to make a statement.
Oh, don't underestimate
that. But that's a lot of games to make a statement, Barry.
It, 30 games for Chapman.
Chapman got 30.
Well, remember now, here's the thing, and I'm purely speculating here. I'm just throwing stuff against the wall. But remember what Allison just said is she even heard there was video. So it could be that Major League Baseball had what they felt like was a credible witness that said, oh, there's video, and in time, it will come out and be released. And then they're like, well, that's all we needed to know. And maybe that's why it was worse, because they didn't want a Ray Rice situation where you've got an initial suspension and then the video comes out and everyone is more appalled because they actually see what happened. And now you've already only suspended him for 10 games or 20 games or 40 games. And everyone's like, oh, he should be banned. And now you look bad. So maybe they were like, we're not going to go the NFL route. We're going to get out ahead of this. That's all pure speculation. But I could see that being the case with inside the baseball offices. They may come out and say something different. But if they even got wind that there might be a video, I could see them overreacting. Totally.
I'm of the belief that they knew, they had an idea of how the result was going to go down, the suspension, how MLB was going to react, how the courts in Ontario going to react. I think they had a really good idea. Nothing was for certain, and nothing was 100% guaranteed, but they had a really good idea of how this was going to end up, and that's the reason why they went forward with getting Osuna on this roster. That's my personal opinion.
The Astros, not baseball, but the Astros.
The Astros. Yeah, the Astros have released
No, I think even the Astros knew how MLB was going to react.
But everything we've been talking about is MLB-wise.
Right.
Major League Baseball, why they gave him 80 if there was nothing in Q saying, well, can they go back and fight it? My old thing was no, but I think baseball was probably just like, in this day and age, we'll err on the side of caution and over-suspend as opposed to risking it because we heard there might be a video.
But then why can't
under-suspend
you
under-suspend him and then a video comes out and now we look stupid?
Why can't you recoup your money then if found...
I don't know.
If you're not found guilty.
My guess is that if you follow the appeals process, then that's the appeals process. And it'll be interesting if you can sue, though, in a civil court based on the fact that there's a collective bargaining agreement and a union. Can you go outside of those parameters and just say, no, I'm going to sue you one-on-one?
Yeah, because you look at the large sum of money that he lost in that suspension.
That'll be different.
And that's why I'm saying, I think just the way that the attorneys were very specific in what they said today of not assuming liability in signing this peace bond states that they're going to probably try and go back after that money. You can't go back and get the games back, but maybe you can get the money back. Yeah. The Astros did release a statement, and I quote, today the Ontario Court of Justice withdrew the assault charge against Roberto Osuna. The Houston Astros look forward to Roberto continuing his commitment to be a productive and caring part of our community. The Astros remain committed to increase our support regarding the issue of domestic violence and abuse of any kind. We have engaged with a number of local, state, and national organizations, and we look forward to working with them in the short term and over the long term. So, obviously not saying too much. Trying to, keep it on the up and up in terms of, remaining committed to doing stuff against domestic. But let's also remember now they had a zero tolerance policy.
Yeah.
But then they kind of hit the reset button on this one and said going
forward.
That
was one of the big knocks is what's up with that.
Yeah.
A couple of texts before we keep it moving here. Well, first of all, Josh Rapp said, isn't he innocent until proven guilty? If there isn't enough to proceed, doesn't that mean by default he's innocent? Not necessarily. Remember, there's innocent, there's guilty, and then there's no contest or nolo contende. Like, if you have a ticket, you can go and plead nolo contende, and you're just basically saying, I'm not saying I did it, but I'm not saying I'm guilty. Just give me a year of probation, and then we'll call it. And then Michael Irvin plead no contest. I mean, there's several cases where someone doesn't admit guilt, but they're also not necessarily found to be innocent. There's just, I will plead no contest. You'll give me a slap on the wrist and then we'll all move forward. And that's basically the difference. So no, it doesn't mean he's innocent.
Yeah, it's going to be,
good thing I'm a lawyer. I'm just making a lot of assumptions here and just throwing stuff out. I mean, this is all stuff that I mean, these are all my opinions, by the way.
You going to pick a new tool?
A new tool?
Instead of the hammer? Oh. If you're going to be a lawyer.
I screwed him. I screwed him for $4.
You gonna carry the screwdriver on camera?
Yeah, exactly.
They thought they had me and I screwed them.
That would be ironic, right?
Phillips or Flathead?
Phillips.
Get screwed with Lawyer Barry. All right, we're just rolling along in hour number one of the 3-hour show. We do have some baseball to talk about with the Astros winning again last night. The magic number down to 2. Good pitching matchup tonight.
We got Monday Night Football to talk about.
Monday Night Football.
Chris Conte, rest in peace.
Is that the guy that hit the wall?
No, that's the guy that got stiff-armed to hell.
Oh, yeah.
My God. That was embarrassing. We got to discuss that and more.
Plenty to get to, and it's all more fun when you're involved. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. Glad you guys are all along for the ride, except for some of you idiots that are texting stupid stuff early. But we appreciate those that are trying to clarify the point system.
Oh, yeah.
Still haven't gotten clarity completely. But again, I think that the main thing to take away here, I was unaware that they had a point system. And they said, someone said that your points in Oklahoma roll over.
Yeah, they do come to Texas, yes. And
that
I think
sucks.
The officer, though, did tell me he did me a favor by only making it a level 1 to, or a 1 to 10 ticket, which means I got 1 point. So that shouldn't really affect me. I'm just going to pay the $100 and keep it moving.
So Allison Craig was the lawyer in Canada that we had on when this was breaking news, when the Astros made the trade to acquire Roberto Osuna. She is tweeting about the case right now, getting us some good feedback. She said, early media reports and much of the nasty feedback I got was that there was actually video of the alleged assault. If that were true, the Crown, which is the governing body of Canada, could have proceeded with or without the complainant. In this case, it's extremely significant that the Crown said there's no reasonable prospect of conviction. That is not the norm when peace bonds are entered into. And the actual news breaking that was released said that the Crown withdrew charges of assault against Osuna, saying it did not have reasonable prospect of conviction. The former Jays pitcher and Astros pitcher signed a peace bond. His lawyer will make it clear that it is not an admission of liability.
Interesting.
So, yeah, you're right. It's not over yet, but at least from an Astros perspective, I think they took a big breath, sigh of relief.
Oh, yeah. This is the, like I said, this is the best news that they could have gotten. Other than just, hey, all charges have been dropped. He doesn't have to do anything. It's over with. It was thrown out. There was nothing there. This is close to that. But this, because you were saying, well, you know, the guy, his lawyer said this is not an admission of guilt. It's also not clearing of innocence. It's basically saying there's not enough to determine one way or the other. I feel like, in my uneducated, unlegal opinion, you know, non-legal opinion. Because I think if it were complete innocence, then everything would have been dropped and this would have been dismissed. Instead, it's like, hey, we're not sure, so just don't screw up for a year and then it'll be over with. So why does it keep changing the names on there?
I don't know.
Cusini, Cudini.
I don't know. I think our intern needs
yesterday help. He called in, I believe, to Lance and John as the pseudo superintendent of Onalaska.
Oh no.
You want to find out what this call is?
Q wants to talk Robert Osuna, which isn't that at all. But Q, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just happened to be getting in the truck, and you guys are on the radio.
Oh, look at that.
Shocker how that works out.
Hey, about this Robert Osuna thing, so everything other, all the charges got withdrawn, and if you remember when all this went down, I called and mentioned that, hey, you know, we should wait till everything gets put out there and things like that. So everything got dropped. I guess my real question is, if after a year nothing goes on and he's off of this probation, does he have any legal recourse against MLB being that they suspended him for this supposedly domestic violence?
No.
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Q. No, as far as I know, he does not, because they did their own investigation. And whatever those findings are those findings. So, no, I don't think he can go back and sue. Because remember now, there has been cases where it wasn't Aroldis Chapman acquitted of all charges, nothing has happened, and he was still suspended. So there's been precedent set where it doesn't matter what goes on in a court of law. baseball, football, they're going to do their own investigations and come to their own conclusions.
Now, I don't know if you've read something that says they can't go back at Major League Baseball, but one of the things that struck me when his lawyer said in no way are they taking any responsibility for liability based on just signing the peace bond, that said to me, hey, I'm going to try and recoup my client's money here because if they don't have sufficient evidence.
Yeah. You might be able to go back and appeal, but I'm sure that if they haven't already appealed. But when the suspension came down, a smart agent, manager, lawyer would have appealed the suspension at that time. So again, don't blend the two. There's been a precedent set in sports in general that they don't care what goes on in the court of law. That's part and parcel to what they do and what they decide within their own sport.
Well, they care.
Well, yeah. If you're found guilty, that's one thing. But if you're innocent and they do their own due diligence, they do their own investigation and feel like there's a reason to suspend you, you can go through the normal appeals process. But just because the charges get dropped later or something happens that maybe changes that, they've done their investigation. As long as they followed the appeals process up front, I don't see how they could go back now.
Well, it'll be interesting to see because...
Unless it's a civil suit, maybe? I don't know.
I would think that they would file some kind of charge against Major League Baseball because a lot of times you know how this works, too. If a player is really needed late in the season and they know that the more you fight back, the more the actual suspension is delayed. And then you're like, well, if we make the postseason and we need our closer and we fight this too long, he'll be out into the playoffs and we're screwed. So we might as well just take the medicine now and try and move forward. So, I mean, like I said, from the minute that we started talking about this, and we said, we were very clear, and that's why we had Allison on and other people to talk about this. Hey, look, we're not saying anybody's guilty, but, you know, we need to wait for all the facts to come out. We may not get everything that we want, but the very curious thing is, if Chapman had all these charges against him, and he got, what did he get, 25 games?
Basically half of what Osuna got.
Yeah, so and then Osuna gets a little less 70 games, 75, 70 or 75.
He got 80, didn't he?
And he gets 75.
Oh, did he? Okay.
70 or 75. But regardless, you look at it and you go, there's got to be some fire with the smoke to penalize a guy that much. It can't just be because it's, you know, with everything going on in society these days and you want to make a statement.
Oh, don't underestimate that.
But that's a lot of games to make a statement, Barry.
For Chapman.
Chapman got 30.
Well, remember now, here's the thing, and I'm purely speculating here. I'm just throwing stuff against the wall. But remember, what Allison just said is she even heard there was video. So it could be that Major League Baseball had what they felt like was a credible witness that said, oh, there's video, and in time, it will come out and be released. And then they're like, well, that's all we needed to know. And maybe that's why it was worse, because they didn't want a Ray Rice situation where you've got an initial suspension and then the video comes out and everyone is more appalled because they actually see what happened. And now you've already only suspended him for 10 games or 20 games or 40 games and everyone's like, oh, he should be banned and now you look bad. So maybe they were like, uh-uh, we're not going to go the NFL route. We're going to get out ahead of this. That's all pure speculation, but I could see that being the case with inside the baseball offices. They may come out and say something different. But if they even got wind that there might be a video, I could see them overreacting. Totally.
I'm of the belief that they knew, they had an idea of how the result was going to go down, the suspension, how MLB was going to react, how the courts in Ontario are going to react. I think they had a really good idea. Nothing was for certain, and nothing was 100% guaranteed, but they had a really good idea of how this was going to end up, and that's the reason why they went forward with getting Osuna on this roster. That's my personal opinion.
The Astros, not baseball, but the Astros.
The Astros. Astros have released
I think even the Astros knew how MLB was going to react.
But everything we've been talking about is MLB-wise.
Right.
Like, Major League Baseball, why they gave him 80 if there was nothing in Q saying, well, can they go back and fight it? My old thing was no, but I think baseball was probably just like, in this day and age, we'll err on the side of caution and over-suspend as opposed to risking it because we heard there might be a video.
But then why can't
under-suspend him and then a video comes out and now we look stupid?
Why can't you recoup your money then if found I don't know. If you're not found guilty.
My guess is that if you follow the appeals process, then that's the appeals process. And yeah, it'll be interesting if you can sue, though, like in a civil court, based on the fact that there's a collective bargaining agreement and a union. Can you go outside of those parameters and just say, no, I'm going to sue you one-on-one?
Yeah, because you look at the large sum of money that he lost in that suspension.
That'll be different.
And that's why I'm saying, I think just the way that the attorneys were very specific in what they said today of not assuming liability in signing this peace bond states that they're going to probably try and go back after that money. You can't go back and get the games back, but maybe you can get the money back. Yeah. The Astros did release a statement, and I quote, "Today, the Ontario Court of Justice withdrew the assault charge against Roberto Osuna. The Houston Astros look forward to Roberto continuing his commitment to be a productive and caring part of our community. The Astros remain committed to increase our support regarding the issue of domestic violence and abuse of any kind. We have engaged with a number of local, state, and national organizations, and we look forward to working with them in the short term and over the long term." So, obviously not saying too much. Trying to, you know, keep it on the up and up in terms of, you know, remaining committed to doing stuff against domestic. Well, let's also remember now they had a zero tolerance policy.
Yeah.
But then they kind of hit the reset button on this one and said going
forward.
That was
one of the big knocks is what's up with that.
Yeah. So
a couple of texts before we keep it moving here. Well, first of all, Josh Rapp said, isn't he innocent until proven guilty? If there isn't enough to proceed, doesn't that mean by default he's innocent? Not necessarily. Remember, there's innocent, there's guilty, and then there's no contest or nulla contende. Like, if you have a ticket, you can go and plead nulla contende, and you're just basically saying, I'm not saying I did it, but I'm not saying I'm guilty. Just give me a year of probation, and then we'll call it. And then Michael Irvin plead no contest. I mean, there's several cases where someone doesn't admit guilt, but they're also not necessarily found to be innocent. There's just, I will plead no contest. You'll give me a slap on the wrist and then we'll all move forward. And that's basically the difference. So no, it doesn't mean he's innocent.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean.
Good thing I'm a lawyer. I'm just making a lot of assumptions here and just throwing stuff out. I mean, this is all stuff that I mean, these are all my opinions, by the way.
You going to pick a new tool?
A new tool?
Instead of the hammer? Oh. If you're going to be a lawyer.
I screwed him. Screwed him for $4.
You know, carry the screwdriver on the camera.
Yeah, exactly.
They thought they had me and I screwed them.
That would be ironic, right?
Phillips or Flathead?
Phillips.
Get screwed with Lawyer Barry. All right, we're just rolling along in hour number one of the 3-hour show. We do have some baseball to talk about with the Astros winning again last night. The magic number down to 2. Good pitching matchup tonight.
We got Monday Night Football to talk about.
Monday Night Football.
Chris Conte, rest in peace.
Is that the guy that hit the wall?
No, that's the guy that got stiff-armed to hell.
Oh, my God.
That was embarrassing. We got to discuss that and more.
Plenty to get to, and it's all more fun when you're involved. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.